Chapter 2. Then we turned and departed for the wilderness by the way of the Red Sea, just as Jehovah had told me, and we traveled for many days around Mount Seir. Finally, Jehovah said to me, "You have gone around this mountain long enough. Now turn north and give this command to the people. You will pass by the border of your brothers, the descendants of Esau, who are dwelling in Seir, and they will be afraid of you, and you must be very careful. Do not engage in hostilities with them, for I will not give you any of their land, not even the space of a footprint, because I have given Mount Seir to Esau as his possession. You should give them money for the food you will eat, and you should pay for the water you will drink. For Jehovah your God has blessed you in all that you have done. He is fully aware of your walking through this great wilderness. These 40 years, Jehovah your God has been with you, and you have lacked nothing." So we passed by our brothers, the descendants of Esau, who are dwelling in Seir, keeping away from the way of the Arabah, from Elath, and from Ezion-Geba. Next, we turned and traveled by the way of the wilderness of Moab. Jehovah then said to me, "Do not engage in hostilities or in war with Moab, for I will not give you any of his land as a possession, because I have given Ar as a possession to the descendants of Lot. The Emim formerly lived there, a people great and numerous and tall like the Anakim. The Rephaim were also considered like the Anakim, and the Moabites used to call them Emim. Previously, the Horites were living in Seir, but the descendants of Esau dispossessed and annihilated them and settled in their place, just as Israel will do to the land that is their possession, which Jehovah will certainly give to them. Now go and cross over the valley of Zered." So we crossed over the valley of Zered. The time it took us to walk from Kadesh Barnea until we crossed the valley of Zered was 38 years, until the entire generation of the men of war had perished from the camp, just as Jehovah had sworn to them. Jehovah's hand was against them to eliminate them from the camp until they had perished. As soon as all the men of war had died off from among the people, Jehovah spoke to me again, saying, "Today you are to pass by the territory of Moab, that is Ar. When you come near to the Ammonites, do not harass or provoke them, for I will not give you any of the land of the Ammonites as a possession, because I have given it to the descendants of Lot as their possession. This, too, used to be considered the land of the Rephaim. The Rephaim formerly lived there, and the Ammonites used to call them Zamzammim. They were a great and numerous and tall people like the Anakim. But Jehovah annihilated them before the Ammonites, and these drove them out and settled in their place. That is what he did for the descendants of Esau, who now dwell in Seir, when he annihilated the Horites from before them, so that they could dispossess them and dwell in their place to this very day. As for the Avim, they had dwelled in settlements as far as Gaza, until the Kaphtorim, who came out from Kaphtor, annihilated them and settled in their place. Get up and make your way across the Arnon Valley. See, I have given into your hand Sihon the Amorite, king of Heshbon. So begin taking possession of his land and engage him in war. This day I will start to put the dread and the fear of you upon all the people under the heavens who hear the report about you. They will be disturbed and will tremble because of you. Then I sent messengers from the wilderness of Kedemoth to King Sihon of Heshbon with these peaceful words: "Let me pass through your land. I will remain on the road and not turn to the right or to the left. I will eat only the food and drink only the water that you will sell to me. Just allow me to pass through on foot." That is what the descendants of Esau dwelling in Seir and the Moabites dwelling in Ar did for me, until I pass over the Jordan into the land that Jehovah our God is giving to us. But King Sihon of Heshbon did not let us pass through, because Jehovah your God allowed his spirit to become obstinate and his heart to become hard in order to give him into your hand, as is now the case. Then Jehovah said to me, "See, I have already begun to give Sihon and his land over to you. Start to take possession of his land." When Sihon came out along with all his people to meet us in battle at Jahaz, Jehovah our God handed him over to us, so that we defeated him, his sons, and all his people. We captured all his cities at that time, and devoted every city to destruction, including men, women, and children. We left no survivor. We plundered only the livestock for ourselves, along with the spoils from the cities that we had captured. From Aroa, which is on the rim of the Arnon Valley, including the city that is in the valley, as far as Gilead, no town was beyond our reach. Jehovah our God handed them all over to us. However, you did not approach the land of the Ammonites, the whole bank of the valley of Jabbok, and the cities of the mountainous region, or any other place forbidden by Jehovah our God.